All right, now this is a different story from the last guy, okay? Now, I have to admit that when I first read this, I was shocked. Shocked at how long it took me to stop laughing. I mean, you must be one hideous blimp. Tell me this. I mean, are you so fat that your weight and phone number are exactly the same?
Eddie!
I mean, do you have to put your belt on with a boomerang?
All right.
Can you... You all right, John? I mean, can your friends get you in free to the drive-in movie by just dressing you as a Chevy? Look, see, he's got to be asked. I mean, seriously.
Not really.
Look, whether your friend is a slob or not, no one likes to see a giant fatso, okay? So my advice, drop 50 pounds, and not just from your belly to your ass, okay? You'll thank me later, and so will your jeans.
You're awful. That's just awful.
Horrible, man.
Our next letter reads...
Another roommate question.
Yeah. That's nice, isn't it, Sean? I'm sure he really helped, huh?
That's awesome.
Our next letter reads, Dear Eddie, I work at a high-end restaurant in La Jolla, and I have a little beef with them. I don't want to say who they are, but you've heard of them, trust me. Nice place, good steaks, great seafood. I was totally stoked to start working there. The deal is, I'm 5'4" tall, and most of the other dudes are like 6 feet tall or taller.
Man.
I got a uniform from them, and the arms are way too long. And they won't pay to have it altered. I took it to a tailor, and he wants $100 to do it because of the fabric and the stitch count or something like that. This restaurant is well known and can afford to pay for this, and I'm not rich by any means. What should I do? Signed, P1 Rich in Claremont. Eddie?
Dear Smurf and Turf.
I just want some help.
And turf. Get it?
I got it.
The steak and lobster.
Oh. Right.
All right, you got a few options here, okay? You can either A, quit, B, alter it yourself, or C, grow longer arms. I mean, if you can somehow figure out to do the last one, you might as well grow the legs too, Strawberry Shortcake. I mean, you should just be happy they're going to let you be a waiter, okay? I mean, they could have just easily offered you to be a step stool or a door jam or something like that.
Because they hire people to do those things, Eddie. So stupid.
Scott, he's giving advice.
That's right. He's giving advice.
Yeah, be a step stool. Okay, there's legitimate advice.
I didn't say, see, they could have.
Oh, yeah.
Get it right.
Whatever.
I mean, but seriously, though, isn't there better ways for you to make a living anyway? I mean, carnivals, circuses, stuff like that. You can make a lot of money just being, you know, too stupid as dressing up like a monkey with a tin can down at the roller coaster. That's funny. Seriously, though, I wish you the best, Webster. And don't forget, no matter how mad you get, don't get too short with management. Nice for you, Sky. Come on. I hope I didn't steal that one from you.
You are a horrible person. You know that.
You're the one that was thinking it.
I was not thinking anything of the sort.
I'm just glad I could help.
Sky.
You're such a dick.
Especially helpful today.
Not even close.
Sky, do you hear it?
Shut up.
Good job, Eddie.
Do you hear it creeping up via Digi La Valle?
Great.
It's the sound of healing.
Yep. You're welcome, San Diego.
There you go. That was a tough love with Eddie. Okay, now we are getting set. Hopefully you're getting set. In exactly 8 minutes, we are going to be starting Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Hopefully you've rented it as well. You're going to give us 8 minutes. We're going to play you this Tyrone and Tortilla. We're getting the last few things situated in there. We will be situated by the end of this. Eddie's getting changed. A couple people are getting changed, getting into some other clothes, and they're getting stuff all organized in there. Phone number's 570-1053. I'll take a couple phone calls first. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, I just want to thank Mikey for doing this. I work a graveyard shift, and I don't get to catch it that much, that often.
Awesome, bro. Thanks, man.
Thanks a lot.
Mikey Show. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Nah, I've been listening to you guys for pretty much all day. I had a couple of things I wanted to say, but, like, one thing with Sean and the germophobia thing, I'm, like, the same way. I don't know if he has the whole complete kit and caboodle that I do, like, where, like, when you walk in the bathroom and, like, you kind of, like, don't touch everything.
Yeah?
Yeah. Is this Sean or is this Boston Rob?
This isn't Sean or Boston Rob. It's Mikey.
Mikey. Oh, sorry, man.
Sorry.
Can't really recognize your voice over the phone. Yeah, no, I do the same thing. You don't have that same problem? Like, you guys are all giving credit about hugging Boston Rob?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way, man. Like, if you go and you wash your hands in the bathroom, dude, and when, like, as soon as you touch the faucet, you got the same germs that everyone, like, washes their hands, and they don't do the soap thing. They just kind of rinse and leave.
That's very true.
There you go. Yeah, Sean, you got to deal with that all the time, right?
That's right, dude.
All right, dude, thanks.
All right, cool, man. Take care.
See ya. All right, let's play you this. 8 minutes after this, get your Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory ready to go. We will be messing with that right after this. Oh, yeah. Now, we do a little thing called Tyrone and Tortilla. This is where I do the voice of a black guy. Eddie does the voice of a Mexican guy. We call ourselves Tyrone and Tortilla. And then people come to you. Eddie's our producer. They come to you and they say, yeah, can we get this person on the air?
Yep. And it's usually crap that we have no interest in.
And this guy, Dean, what does he do?
Well, with Tom Cruise making all this news lately, he's suddenly the... foremost expert on Scientology, and wants to come on and dispel the myths.
Yeah, because he's got websites and stuff like that.
I don't know,
and we paint him into being a racist for no reason at all. I mean, they're not racist, but we paint them into that. So we got this guy on the line.
Yep.
Hello, is this Dean Barrett?
Yes, it is.
Well, hello, Dean. My name is Tyrone.
And I'm Tortilla.
And together we are the Tyrone and Tortilla Show. Now, welcome to the program. Dean is a man that has a website, and you talk about the myths of Scientology.
Yes, I try to cover the facts and, you know, clarify for people... The fact over the myth of Scientology.
Hey, what Tom Cruise like? You go over his house and hang out and everything?
No, I've never met Tom Cruise. I don't know Tom.
Yeah, what's Nicole Kidman's cooking like? She make food when you go over and everything?
Well, I know people know he's a Scientologist, but I've never met Tom Cruise. I don't know him or...
Tom Cruise is a scientist? I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. You got a beaker and everything.
Wow, that's cool.
What makes you such a friggin' expert on Scientology, Dean?
Well, I've studied it for many years. I've written a book about it. I actually have a website.
It's called the Lean Dean Scientology Machine.
That's cool, man. That's a long web address.
That's right. You used to dance on the Gong Show. Hey, wasn't Dr. Frankenstein a mad Scientologist?
Okay, I think you're sort of confusing the term science and scientist with Scientology.
What'd you say, Tortilla?
I said, I used to be a Scientologist, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's true. I had this sweet med lab in my basement at Beakers and crap. That's what? Scientologist, right?
No, you're thinking of science and science.
You are.
Let me ask you, Mr. Jenkins, Aryan Nation Ambassador to the UN and part of the LAPD, please, if this church of so-called Scientologists is indeed a colorblind organization, then why is it that the so-called Bible of your so-called church and the so-called Dianetics was written by so-called L. Ron Hubbard does not feature any so-called pictures of a black man in it?
That's a lot of so-called.
Yeah.
Okay.
Answer me that, Mr. Phineas J. Brother Hater.
Okay, I was under the impression I was going to discuss Scientology and the myths of it.
Well, yeah, well, before we get into that, why don't we understand where you got your degree in Scientology from, anyway?
Okay, there are many courses that you can take.
Well, then, you're stuttering around it. You are not truly a doctor.
No, I am a doctor, but it is not a doctor of Scientology, but Scientology is where I have...
I have a question about Scientology. I got a question about John Travolta.
Right.
What was the point of Look Who's Talking Now? I mean, Look Who's Talking To wasn't, like, setting the world on fire.
Like, that answered all the questions, you know?
Yeah, you know, Look Who's Talking Now?
No, the other one.
Look Who's Talking To.
Yeah, that answered all the, I mean, there
it was
no
like,
questions
yeah,
after that.
Joke over, you
it's
know?
Done.
Why do they have to keep
talking
going?
Dogs and crap.
Yeah, I mean, that's just getting
get
stupid.
Over it,
we
man.
Believed it right
okay,
up to.
We get it.
Look Who's Talking Now. It's
blah,
like.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Talk, okay,
look,
great.
How about, why, how come they didn't do, oh my goodness, I think they're talking again.
Okay, I don't know John Travolta or Tom Cruise or any of these people. I just know the subject of Scientology. And
we're talking to Dean Barrett. How come Little Richard ain't a Scientologist? He seemed crazy.
Okay, I don't really know where this is going, but
hey,
I actually
hey,
have...
Dean!
Go ahead, Tortil.
Hey, man, what do you get when you cross a Scientologist with Katie Holmes?
What, Tortil?
I don't know, but it's one crazy bitch.
excuse me, Dean?
Yeah.
I got one for you. What do you call a black man running down the street with a copy of Dianetics under his arm?
I don't know.
A Scientologist, you racist? What, a man running down the street with Dianetics under his arm has to be called something different just because he black?
You're racist,
man. I didn't expect you to say that.
Hey, Dean.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't they believe in aliens and crap?
Okay, it's not necessarily aliens. It's just that,
Really? Well, why are there any illegal alien Scientologists then, you racist?
I'm wondering that myself. I am. How about this? Pop quiz for Dr. Scientology. This is multiple choice. All right? Now, why is it that there are no black churches of Scientology? Is it A, because you're a racist? B, because you're a racist? C, because you're a racist? Or D, all of the above?
Good question.
You know, it really, actually, if you want to know more about...
Thank you. This is Dean Barrett.
Hey, Mr. Science.
Go ahead, Tortilla.
You know, your leader, Tom Cruise, and me have something in common, man.
What's that, Tortilla?
We're both looking for underage girls to put out.
Well, thank you for coming on the show, Dean. Give out your website.
All right, my website is www.
Thank you so much, Dean. You're a wonderful man. I hope everything work out with you in the world of science.
I like the science religion. I'm going to join up.
You're the best lawyer we ever talked to. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We were talking to Dean Barrett, pediatrician and scientist.
I haven't really talked about Scientology, and I didn't give...
Thank you, Dean. This is Dean signing off. Say it, Dean. I'm Dean, signing off.
Okay, but my website...
No, but say it, Dean. Say it and sing it proud like it's a congregation listening. I'm Dean and I'm signing off. Say it, Dean. Sing it. Come on, baby. You can do it.
First of all, we have...
I won't accept you on the phone unless you say, I'm Dean and I'm signing off.
Okay, I didn't come here to...
No, please, Dean. You're going to upset the children in the room. There's little children in the room right now, and they all got cancer. Ain't going to go away unless Dean sing out, I'm Dean and I'm signing off.
Okay, this is ridiculous. I just came on here to talk...
You're a really cruel man.
Wow, you hate cancer, baby.
Wow, you want everybody to die. Very sad.
That's cool, man.
But typical. Thank you, Dean. You've been boring.
There you go. That is Tyrone and Tortilla. One of the bits you hear regularly on the Mikey Show. I enjoy that bit. I don't mind telling you. I think it's hysterical, Sean. If I do say so myself.
Thank you, thank you. We're just getting ready to start Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. We're not talking about that ridiculous remake, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. This is the Gene Wilder trippy psychedelic version where we're going to be able to have a lot of fun with this one, I'm thinking.
Yeah, let's drop some acid.
Well, I've already done that, Sky.
Nice. You're ahead of me, man.
Yeah. I, as they say, am tripping.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You tripping balls?
Well, I tripping over Sean's balls because they're very oblong.
It's pretty easy to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's frightening.
Well, that's awkward. I didn't need to know that.
Bobby Kernels, what are you doing?
What is he doing?
What is the Colonel
My
doing?
God.
Is he trying to ruin the
Dang
show?
Dang it. Idiot.
We're friends.
We still have a bunch of P1s in here hanging out. You guys gonna hang for this entire movie? Yeah. I don't want no pussing out and leaving in the middle. That'll piss me off, and I'm not kidding. No passing out. Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
If you sons of bitches put your heads down, you're out of here. I'm not kidding, because I don't want to be looking at people sleeping. I could be doing that at home. So you need to be involved.
Funny.
All right.
I can't hear myself at all.
He doesn't have your mic on. That's probably.
Yeah, I can't hear you either.
I can't hear me either.
Hello.
Well, you don't have headphones.
Hello. Testing 1, 2, 3. There you go.
Sean, okay. You have to put your headphones on.
Rob, get in here. We're gonna need you.
The Rizzle.
I've got the golden ticket in my pants.
All right. Here's how we're gonna do this. If you put the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory into your DVD player, it will want to start playing automatically. I've noticed this with my copy. So what you need to do is make sure that you get to the main menu. When you're at the main menu, you'll see Wonka standing there very gay in a purple jacket.
Dapper.
And you need to make sure that the deal is set over to play movie, so you're ready to play movie, okay? That's what you're looking for. And what I'm going to do is say 1, 2, 3, go. And when I say go, that's when you press play movie. Are we ready?
Oh, yes.
You should have Willy Wonka in your machine right now.
What time is it?
1:33.
Are we ready?
All right.
1, 2, 3, go.
Oh, yeah.
And so it begins.
Oh.
We're in the Wonkavator.
Oh, yeah, Shawnee-o.
Violet, you're turning violet, Violet.
I haven't seen this movie in so long.
Oh, dude, it's great.
Hey, Bugs.
It's really great.
So excited.
It begins in a sewer.
That looks like I just did in the bathroom.
Hey, don't ruin it.
I'm not kidding.
Movie starts out in a sewer.
Yeah, and then I flush that.
There goes the carne asada.
Yeah.
Hey.
That is my bowels right there, everyone. All right.
Eddie, I think I had your chocolate-covered squirrel.
I don't know what that meant.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is also how they make heroin.
Hey, check it out. Dodo Denny's in this.
That was Doo-Doo Denny, actually.
Oh, sorry.
Ursula Riott is making an appearance. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Eddie's bowels.
Yes, this is great. Man, they're working overtime.
I'll say. I just keep making poo.
Stop.
Man, it's like 4x4.
Yeah, that's right. The 4x4 logs.
Ah, look at this. Oh. Hey, Mikey, come in here and take a look at this.
Yeah. We've all had these.
Bring the camera.
Yeah. Hell, bring the whole frat in here.
Whoa. Wish I could do that.
Eddie kisses.
Yeah.
And a little sprinkle of love on every bar, right, Eddie?
Yep, you know it. That's what I like to call a touch of class.
That's right.
Or a touch of ass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Puanelli.
Ladies and gentlemen, boy blunders dreams.
That's right.
These are called the Janet Jacksons.
Mm-hmm.
Although not quite as droopy.
Yeah, not so floppish.
Right.
Ah, this was a Mel Stewart
film. Mel Stewart. Yeah, Mel Stewart joint.
That's great. Who?
nothing like a creepy steeple to start a movie. Statistics show us 80% of these will be gay.
But their clothes, 100% gay.
Yeah. Now, this is foggy London town.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Baxter.
Yeah. You are my gentleman. Now, Bill, definitely a pedophile.
Absolutely.
I mean, no question about
it.
No question. Look at that.
The bow tie says it all.
Yep.
I like boys.
I'll have you and you and you. Are you guys going to tell? We got to turn the,
turn the
movie up
a little bit.
From the Bibliumptious Bar.
There you go.
From Bibliumptious Bar.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly what I said, retard, but.
Yeah.
Or how it flies.
It's Ashley's brother.
No. To do it. Just like Willy Wonka was born to be a candy man,
I'm born to be a pedophile.
That's right. Sprinkle it with pedophile.
It's the pleats in my pants. Take a look. I've got a huge boner.
The pedophile can.
Mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Not the only thing that tastes good.
I should do 10 to 20 just for this move right here.
I'm registered downtown.
The Candyman can.
Your parents don't let me live in your neighborhood.
That's right.
He mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Don't worry, there's enough of me to go around.
Hey, children, here's some chocolate salty bowls.
children.
Suckers, come on. How awful is this movie? chocolate condoms, awesome. This is pervert. Oh, yep. That was urine.
Yep. This is
awful.
Michael Jackson pornography.
Come on. Nice rainbow shirt there, kid. What is this movie?
Yeah, this is too sick for Neverland.
Jeez. Michael Jackson's turning this off.
Mm-hmm. I can't watch this. This
no
is
more.
Gross.
No more.
He mixes it with love.
Too much killing. Okay, that's just creepy.
And the world Pickles, goopers, fudges?
No, all right. All right.
Excuse me?
That's what they called it.
And my type.
Nice something about Mary haircut. Stupid Charlie.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, nice turtleneck to cover the hickeys from Bill.
Nice red sweater, fag.
Now, Sean, that's just blatant. I mean,
yeah, I mean, there's nothing clever about that.
Were we going for subtlety?
Well, we were a little bit.
Oops.
Yeah. I didn't order one of these, you idiots.
Ow!
Ow! Let's play Paperboy. Remember that game?
No.
You don't remember Paperboy?
What was Paperboy?
Paperboy was the best game ever for Nintendo?
Yeah, Nintendo.
Come on.
That was dope.
Years later, this will be known as San Quentin State Prison. the old Wonker place.
That looks so fun.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Nothing says fun like an abandoned candy shop.
Up the airy mountain, down the rushing glen.
No, you're not creepy.
Dare not go
Grand Moff Tolkien here?
Oh, my God.
Nobody ever goes in. Nobody ever.
What are you pushing?
Oh, just selling cleavers.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This movie is awful.
Cleavers!
I'm going to cut you up, Charlie.
Cleavers!
Okay.
Yeah, the first swingers ever.
Well, there's two dead people in bed.
Right. They couldn't afford to bury them.
Only his father were alive.
Nice poo stain.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is awful. Hey, why don't you clean up your parents?
No kidding.
Bad mom.
Anyone want some more soup? Soup?
Hi, everybody.
Oh, boy, the gay one's back again.
Super.
Gay sweater boy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
George?
What's up, queer bait?
Grandma
Swinger 3?
Walking a little funny. Did you visit Bill earlier?
Swinger 4?
Is this your supper, Grandpa?
Grandpa, why are you wearing a nightgown?
It's not enough.
Charlie. It's all you have.
What do you say?
Little ass.
How about this?
Oh, where'd you get that?
I stole it, Mom. Where do you think I got it?
Point is, you got it.
It's my first payday.
You, Charlie.
You're an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Now we'll abuse you verbally.
Except for this. From now on, I'm going to pay for your tobacco.
Greedy bastard.
No one's going to pay for it, Charlie. I'm giving it up.
Come on, Dad. It's only one cancer.
Yeah. Thanks, Charlie.
Isn't that you gave me cancer, Charlie.
Right, Charlie. It's called emphysema.
Yeah.
But thanks for the offer to fund my cancer.
Yeah.
After I finished my paperwork, there's some funny wonkas.
Looks like Mom has her own bed.
Yeah, what a bitch.
I
hate her.
Hey.
I'm not kidding. She doesn't clean up her dad.
Give the lady a break.
Gets her own bed.
She's got a lot going on.
Like what? Making
wait a minute.
Cabbage?
Wait a minute. Now a purple sweater?
It's the tragic day that Willy Wonka locked it.
Why do you lock it?
Because all the other chocolate makers in the world were sending in spies.
A liar.
Rest as workers.
Wonka's
secret recipes. Especially Slugworth. Oh, that Slugworth. He was the worst.
Slugworth.
Oh, really? There's a guy named Slugworth?
What are you just... Nice made-up name, stupid.
Yeah, what do you take me for, Grandpa Joe?
Then suddenly, about 3 years later, the most amazing thing happened. The factory...
The comb was invented.
Before that, the wheel.
Yeah.
Not even Mr. Slugworth.
Has anyone noticed that Charlie looks like a little boy Boston Rob?
Little bit.
Aww.
Kind of.
All he needs is filthy hair and a filthy mouth.
The biggest mystery of them all.
And a VD.
Oh, yeah. Accurate.
Teacher's pet.
We have here nitric acid, glycerin, and a special mixture of mayo.
Apparently, dentistry not available in London yet.
That's Bill Nye the retard guy.
If you knew and I didn't know, then
you... Holy cow.
And what a pair of choppers.
Yeah, didn't he go on to play Leatherface?
Now, mix together in the right...
Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Highly dangerous ingredients make the finest malt remover in the world.
How about head remover? Can you put some of that on?
How about whipping up a batch of nerd remover?
Hey, Charlie, steal some bleach for your grandpa's nightgown.
Oh. Maybe you can get the S stains out of it.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute, come here. What's
happening? Willy Wonka's opening his factory.
Oh, boy. Hey, there's your brother, Ashley.
Yeah.
I just got here. Crying out loud.
He said a five golden tickets and the people who find them will win the big prize.
I think that guy'd rather have that little kid's teeth. The last thing that guy needs is candy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, try getting a woman, dude.
And a dentist.
So let me see. Let me get this straight. Grandpa wears a nightgown. Charlie carries a handbag.
And why was there a sink in the classroom?
Good question.
Anyone?
The five people who find them will come the most fabulous prize one could wish for. A lifetime supply of chocolate. And as if this were not enough, each winner before him...
Hey, everybody, that's the news.
Oh.
In case you didn't know.
Good thing they're watching it on the radio.
Look at the
that stocking she's making.
One. I'm counting on you to find all five.
Already we have reports coming in.
Suddenly, you guys, why don't you guys save up some money, Greg, buy Grandma some makeup?
Or is that Grandma?
Yo.
Wonderful you, wonderful you.
You buy one, you buy 1 hour later.
And how long the spirit of man will hold
up. I always wanted to try a Wonka candy bar.
I'm still having these dreams, Doctor.
Uh-oh.
I still can't stop myself from believing.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you, Mr. Hostetter.
I wake up in a pool of my own mess.
That's right. Jude Law's first role.
The sooner you'll get well.
But I dreamed the Archangel appeared and whispered into my ear.
Oh, my.
And told me where to find a golden Wonka.
It's like our first agent.
What exactly did he say?
Oh, what difference does that make? This was a dream, a fantasy. I mean, you said just
shut up, Hofstetter, and tell me where the ticket is. We begin with 5 golden tickets. Like 5 lucky
the
votes
evening report.
Yeah. The evening report, did they really have the guy's name there?
And a magic 8-ball?
Right.
Where are you going?
And an Indian ashtray?
In the small town of Dusselheim, Germany. We've been waiting several hours for the...
I would pay anything for that tie.
What is he talking into?
Shoestring.
It's Lucky Pfizer, the son of our most prominent pork butcher. The boy's name? Augustus Gloom.
Ah.
Augustus Gloom.
Augustus Blender.
Yeah. The fattest little Nazi.
How does it make you feel to be the first golden ticket finder?
I'm going
to... Any other feelings?
Very sorry for Wonka.
Nice
it's
wiener.
Miss Brady, would you mind saying
that?
Now that's Blender.
Yeah. Hey, St. Pauli's mom.
Here's a wiener for you and one for you.
May, hey, stop shouting.
Here you are, Charlie. Thank you.
Something you don't want.
A job.
Yeah. Another red sweater. Great.
Oh, great, Mom. Now I'll be even more gay.
It's just your color. Queer.
George and me. Here's a smaller version. I won't tell you where to put
here's
it.
Here's the mittens to match.
Let's see that golden ticket.
Yeah, here's a bra and panties.
Never mind. Go on, open it, Charlie. I want to see that gold.
Yeah, I want to see your face shattered when your dreams are broken.
Even more, Charlie, because you wanted more. Go on, open it.
Don't worry. Eventually, I'll be working with Chico.
Well, apparently they can't afford a belt. Poor Charlie.
I told you, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Thanks for shattering our dreams. So let me get this straight. We all sleep in one bed. We have no hope, and you just shattered our dreams. Thanks, dick.
We all chip in for your stupid candy bar, and that's the thanks we get.
There you go.
The list is life.
I want you to be the first to find a golden ticket, Daddy.
I know, Angel. We're doing the best we can. I've got every girl on the bleeding staff hunting for you.
All right. Where is it? Why haven't they found it?
Honestly, give me one afternoon with her, and we'll change everything.
I hate this girl.
What? Down there.
For 5 days now, the entire flipping factory's been on the job.
Sorry, what factory?
They've been shelling flaming chocolate bars from dawn to dusk.
Make them want now.
The Exorcist.
Whoa.
Come on, you girls. Put a jerk in it, or you'll be out on your ears, every one of you.
Out on your ears?
The girl that finds a golden ticket gets a 1 pound bonus in her payback.
Oh, 1 whole pound. Equals about 42 cents today.
Wow. They don't want to find it. They're jealous of me.
Sweetheart, I can't push them no harder.
Well, how could they not be? What with that ugly face and hair and all?
You promised, Daddy. You promised I'd have it the very first day.
You're going to be very unpopular around here, Henry, if you don't deliver soon.
It breaks my heart.
Nice lug nut rings.
I hate to see you unhappy.
I won't talk to you.
They've all got interesting jewelry. Got a nickel necklace? I really am the money.
I like that those boobs are finally coming in.
All right,
Eddie. Dude.
Oh.
Thank you.
Bad taste.
Thank you. That was awful.
It'd be funny if they shot that woman with a rifle. Just to make sure they got it. How'd you get in there, Slugworth?
Oh.
The damn Slugworth.
Nicorette.
Dropping a tab of acid.
Yeah.
Nice.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is the sign of our times. The symbol of the
pollution.
Poo on the street.
Whatever corner of the globe we are in, whichever of the five countries.
Look, he's got an iPad Nano around his neck.
Oh, nice.
What is an iPad, Mike?
Kind of like an iPad.
In the hunt for golden tickets, and everywhere, we're beginning to see signs of anxiety. Every hour.
Mira Mesa.
But they're just not moving fast enough. And as time passes, the men who seek them become more and more desperate.
Gentlemen, I now have
press your sphincters.
But now I think I can safely say that your time.
I'm gay.
Well, I've never been laid.
Gentlemen, I look like every radio engineer in 2005.
I give you the Gaydar 3000.
Let me just enter the code here. Yep, I'm gay.
That would be cheating. I am now telling the computer that...
Yep, still gay.
The grand prize. He says, What would a computer do with a lifetime supply of chocolate? I'm now telling the computer exactly what he can do with a lifetime supply of chocolate.
I'd pay anything for that jacket.
And it can happen right here, too, unbelievable as it sounds, right here in America, where even in the smallest town, the happiest of dreams can come.
Is that Violet Beauregard?